BBC Holby City, starring Leila Ruiz as Sahira, Rosie Marcel as Jack, James Anderson as Oliver, and Jimmy Akinbola as Malik. Coming Second by Joe Ainsworth.
I get angry, I manage it by expressing it. It's not a problem for me.
I'm surprised he got into a fight.
He punched the consultant. It wasn't really a fight. That's why he's down here.
Do you have a dark side, Antoine?
Well, doesn't everyone?
So you're gonna stick around for a repeat year, then?
What else am I gonna do with my life?
Would you feel weird about me asking Chrissy out?
What, on a date?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever met anybody quite like her.
He really likes you, you know?
Don't be silly.
Something about you being smart, beautiful, passionate and funny.
What was all that about? Mr. Hopes let me use his office to prep for the consultant's interview.
Oh, I can't wait to get the consultant's job.
Here's the one you killed earlier.
Jesus.
By the way, the refusal earlier to desert your post, I totally understand. And rest assured, it'll have no bearing whatsoever on my thoughts regarding the consultant's post.
Allows us to walk the line.
Some people cross it.
I won't.
You want me to babysit that Muppet?
That's what I said.
Why?
I don't want to get lazy.
You're late for that.
Well, he reckons he shouldn't have failed, which means he thinks he knows it all already.
So you want me to year zero?
Yeah?
Like I ain't got nothing bad to be doing.
You should feel free to take out your suppressed rage on Dr. Valentine.
Oi, retake boy. You're with me. What incoming?
Hello there, I'm Mr. Malik. Hit me.
Okay.
Malcolm Johnson, 36. Knife wound to the lower left abdomen and multiple defence wounds, it says here, to the forearms.
Where's my wife?
Dunno, sorry.
No, I need to see her.
Hey, take it
please.
Easy.
Please.
Look, we'll contact her soon.
No, she's in the hospital. She's hurt her head.
Okay. I'll get it checked out.
Malik glares at Valentine, who heads off.
Mm-mm. Nice set of stripes.
Yeah, I walked in on a burglar.
Unlucky you, man.
You look nice. Sunday best. Consultant interview later. Lovely shoes.
Thank you.
Nurse Tate. Just hope no one bombs on them.
Yes.
I'm cancelling the last two ops on my list today. Can you phone the patients and tell them we'll reschedule?
This is Davenport, but she's been bumped twice already.
Then it won't come as a shock to her.
Good luck.
Clearing the decks pre-interview.
Got it in one.
Is that strictly ethical?
I'm not trawling through some old deer's furred up arteries when I should be getting myself in the zone.
Such dedication to the cause.
Yes, I can see you've got your tactics worked out.
Sorry,
a couple of inches off the skirt.
Oh, well, actually, I was thinking of going in topless.
Nice.
Sorry to interrupt. Do you have any of those cupcakes I'm not really allowed to eat?
Sure, I'll leave it on your desk.
Lovely. All set to do battle?
Absolutely.
Looking forward to seeing you in action.
What?
And Chambers came down with flu, so I was called onto the interview panel. Don't forget the,
Jack's not impressed.
Any news on Susan?
Is she still receiving treatment in the ED?
Oh, is she?
I'm not sure.
Are they going to be bringing her up here?
I don't know. You do realise we're dealing with a bona fide have-a-go hero here?
Oh, really? Hardly.
Took on some stupid tea leaf trying to screw his house over.
Look where that got me.
Ah, good on you, man. Shame you didn't have a baseball bat handy. Excuse a finger. Someone broke into my place. You'll be lucky to live to regret it, trust me.
Yeah. Well, when it's your own home, it's hard not to react.
What would you do, retake boy?
I've always found discretion to be the better part of valor.
Meaning you'd hide under the bed and call the police?
Yes, probably.
Well, some of us come from places where they don't show up. And if they do...
Well, I wouldn't know about that.
No, never happens in Surrey.
It's Kent, actually.
Wound, about 1.5 inches deep. No apparent damage to vital organs. Thought on how we should proceed?
Surgery. Repair the damaged tissue.
Try again.
Get a scan. Wait, watch.
We'll make a doctor out of you yet, Valentine.
What have we got? Gary Mills, 40, suffering from chest pain and respiratory problems.
All right. Don't do that.
Who's this?
Thomas.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Thomas. Please yourself.
Sorry, deaf.
Oh. All right, so you were diagnosed with a lipoma 3 months ago.
Yeah, they did a biopsy, but it's benign. Dr. Shah?
Gary. Hi, Thomas. OK, let me see if I can remember this. How are you?
She's using sign language.
How are you?
I'm good. I see you've met.
She looked after me when I had the other thing.
What's the problem now?
I'm not sure.
Oh, we'll soon find out.
Just playing up.
Sahira watches them go with concern, smiling warmly at Thomas when he looks back at her.
What exactly did Spence say?
Ah, that's confidential.
I'd just like to know if my card was marked before a start.
Restart.
Well,
you make me happy, then the Yangs happy, simple as.
Yeah, and how do I do that?
Looks like the wife's here. Mrs. Johnson.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Where is he?
It's a terrible ordeal that you've been through.
Where's my husband?
We've got some good news for you.
Is he dead?
No, he's going to be fine.
What?
He was very lucky.
No.
Sorry?
Why isn't he dead?
Mrs. Johnson.
I wanted him dead!
Mrs. Johnson, I
see what you mean, love. I don't. She's unrousable and in respiratory arrest.
What's her GCS?
8.
It's ventilated to get a CT scan.
Find the consultant's chair up beside.
Did you examine Gary Mills?
I was just about to when he asked if you'd take over.
Really?
Mm. You must have had some kind of profound effect on him back in the good old days.
Right.
Gift from the gods, this little deaf boy on interview day. You want the case or not?
Well, sounds like I haven't got much choice.
No, it's an X-ray.
Thanks.
No offence to the other doctor, but I'm chuffed you've taken over.
When did your chest problems flare up?
Maybe 6 weeks ago.
You should have got some help sooner.
I know, but I just can't find the time with the little fella and that.
How's the signing coming on?
I can't get to grips with it.
I'm sure it'll come to you.
Jacey's been dead for 18 months. I'm still crap. I bet she's up there calling me all the useless sods going.
Does Thomas talk about his mum much?
He doesn't talk to me much about anything. So, what's the verdict?
Well, the X-ray showed a mass on the left side of your chest.
Mass?
We need to book you in for a CT scan.
I thought the lipoma was sorted.
Oh, it can recur.
But it's still benign.
Well, we'll do a biopsy just to be on the safe side. Did you lose Thomas?
I'm over.
Never mind. Why don't you come and sit in my office while we take pictures of your dad's chest?
Go with the doctor, son.
Come on.
Thomas holds tightly onto Sahira's hand as she leads him to the office. Jack spots them and throws her a bitter smile.
No, it's not reducing. We're going to have to do the second manoeuvre. More relaxant, please. Might need a hand here. I need you to hold the pelvis steady against the table. Best way is to put your entire body weight onto it.
Sure.
Sister Williams, put you back into it. You know the drill. Hopefully, I can pop it in.
Thought you'd never ask.
Yeah, thank you. All set. On three. One, two, three!
They pull on the patient's leg.
Ah! Done. Okay, let's get the C-arm ready. Can we concentrate on the matter in hand next time?
Wiseman admitted.
Can I see her?
Not right now.
Why?
There's been some complications with her head injury. She's stable but unconscious.
Are you telling me she's in a coma?
But it's not as dramatic as it sounds.
Oh, God.
There was something else. When I told your wife you were okay, her reaction was, I don't know, weird.
How?
She seemed a bit disappointed that you weren't in a morgue.
Oh, Susan.
Why would she say something like that?
It could have been a shock.
Still a bit hardcore. From your own wife.
It was one hell of a scene. Why do women say anything?
Well, maybe she might say something when she wakes up.
Wait. I may have been economical with the truth with regards to the burglary.
In what way?
There wasn't one. I panicked. I had to tell the police something.
So who did this?
She did. She's very volatile. She got it into her head that I was having an affair and came at me with a kitchen knife. I was trying to protect her.
She stabbed you.
I love her. I don't want her locked up. This all comes under doctor-patient confidentiality, right? What would you do now?
Still two story. They do pull anyone in for the burglary. You can always say they've got the wrong man.
Yeah, good thinking.
And two, and three. There we are.
Oliver is overseeing Susan Johnson's prep for the MRI scanner. She's still unconscious as he checks her body with a frown. He discovers extensive bruising on her arm.
How's the hip?
Ah, be back in the ballroom before you know it.
Your dance partners will be pleased to know you might be home today.
Today? Are you sure?
Yeah, see what the doctors think.
Oh. You got your bag packed?
Sorry?
I thought we were eloping once I'm out of here.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot.
You're not standing me up, are you?
No, I wouldn't dream of that.
Thank God for that. Cost me a fortune getting my yacht jet washed.
The older man watches her with a smile.
Ted O'Connor, do you think we can discharge him today?
I'll take a look at him shortly. About that business in the theatre, I'm really sorry. I'm just trying to maintain a bit of professional decorum now if I'm officially a consultant here.
And I'm just a lowly nurse.
No, I absolutely
respect what you do. Is this you trying to make it up to me? Because I think you need to try a little bit harder.
Right.
This better be good.
I just want you to take a look.
What exactly?
Okay, thank you. At that. What do you reckon?
Don't know.
Because I'm pretty sure they're cigarette burns.
Could be.
Also, her whole arm is covered in bruises.
Fresh ones?
Some of them look old.
Yeah?
Do you think he's...
I think it's complicated. And we should watch who we point a finger at.
Whatever you say.
Right. Scan first, biopsy after.
Gary has moved slowly into the scanner. In the consultant's office.
Oh, hello. May I ask what you're doing here? Excuse me, young man.
You've met Thomas, then?
Well, what is this? What?
Did Mr. Hanson give you a fright? Don't worry, it's not an uncommon experience in these parts.
He's deaf?
He's the son of one of the patients.
Mr. Hope around?
He's in theatre.
Just wanted to compare notes before the interview.
Morning.
Miss Naylor, if you get the consultant's purse, will you run your office like a glorified creche?
No chance.
Thought not.
Hanson gives Thomas the thumbs up for his drawing.
Well, he can stay for a little while if he likes, and maybe just tidy up. And could you ask Mr. Hope if he'll give me a call?
Sure.
Thank you.
Mr. Hanson, before you go, can I ask your opinion on a case?
Begin.
I'm pretty sure I've made the right call, but it'd be good to get your perspective on it.
Sorry. Some other time.
Nice try.
Bay 3, I'll talk to the pharmacist.
Okay. Hey, have a look at this. What'd you see?
Chronic subdural.
What else? Historically, what's there?
Multiple hairline fractures.
And guess whose scan this is?
Susan Johnson.
You got it in one.
Look, I don't want to point the finger, okay? But do you think this could be down to the husband?
The only way you end up like that is if some wife-beating coward puts you there.
You reckon?
No wonder she stabbed him.
What?
There was no robber.
She did it.
That's what he said.
So what do we do?
Leave it to me.
You want to call the police?
No. I'll sort him out.
What do you mean?
What I say.
Malik!
You just concentrate on trying to survive another year in this place.
Sahira's studying a brain scan with a look of concern.
I'm already halfway through my list. How are you getting on? Fine. I can take the Mills case back if you're struggling. No, thanks. Suit yourself.
Sahira makes a call.
Hi, yeah, I was after some biopsy results, please. Gary Mills.
Leave it. I'll see you out.
Malik goes to Johnson.
Do you need anything?
I'm sorry to bother you. This pain, it's getting worse.
I'll up you morphine.
Thank you.
Hey, how's the first day of your new year?
Same as the last day of the old one, with added self-loathing.
Maybe you should have gone on the holiday with Penny.
Is that a joke?
I thought she was back today.
Well, I wouldn't know.
So when is she coming?
Look, I'm not my sister's keeper, okay?
Malik's standing at a meds trolley, filling a syringe with saline. He places a vial of unused morphine back into its box.
Right. Let's sort this pain out.
Thank God.
Malik injects the saline.
I can't stand the weight. Anything through yet?
Why don't you sit down, Gary?
Gary takes a seat next to Sahira.
It's not the best of news.
My palm has come back.
It's more serious than that.
How do you mean?
It's transformed into liposarcoma.
Well, what's the difference?
You have a malignant tumour in your chest cavity.
Gary glances over to Thomas.
No.
Given that your previous diagnosis was only a year ago,
I can't
it's
be
obviously
right.
Growing at an extremely aggressive rate.
You said it was benign.
You need to try and remove it as soon as possible.
You gave me the all clear.
That was for the lipoma.
You sat there and you told me I was better.
You were at the time.
Now you're telling me I've got cancer.
You can have surgery. It's your only option, but it will be very, very risky.
Sorry. This is crazy.
I'm sorry, I know that you must be...
I can't trust a word you're saying.
These results are absolutely conclusive.
I want a second opinion.
It won't make a difference.
You told me I was better. Now you're telling
Gary,
me
please.
I'm riddled with
Look,
cancer.
Just, Gary, please.
I don't want to hear it. Not from you. Just get me a second opinion.
What's the verdict, Doc?
No sign of any swelling.
So how long before I'm back to normal?
A couple of months, if you do your physio.
Ah, here's my little angel.
Right, now, do you need anyone to help you pack?
Did she tell you we're running away together?
No.
We've got communication issues.
She walks off.
Right, I'll get your discharge papers sorted and we should have you home for closer play.
By a window.
I think old Ted might be sweet on you.
Lovely bloke.
And he's going to whisk you away from all this.
Sounds good to me.
Shame. I have plans to take you for dinner this weekend.
I can't.
No. Oh. Busy?
Daniel. Still not sleeping.
Doesn't matter.
No, I need some rest.
Well, if it's rest you want, rest you shall have.
Dr. Valentine!
Yes?
This pain, it's getting worse. It's not getting better.
Didn't Malik give you morphine?
It hasn't worked.
Right. Well...
Everything okay?
Yeah, it's Mr. Johnson's pain relief.
I'll up your morphine.
Thank you.
After you.
Oh, any update on Susan?
Go on.
Oliver leaves.
No change.
How long could she be like this?
Hard to say.
And there's absolutely
no... No, there isn't.
Have I said something to upset you?
It's not what you've said.
I'm not...
It's what you've done.
So, you've completely lost me now.
The scars, the skull fractures.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
And, of course, you put two and two
well,
together.
It's up to the same thing.
What if I was to tell you those injuries were self-inflicted?
Please.
Have you ever seen somebody stand there putting cigarettes out on themselves?
Bullshit.
Or throw themselves headfirst down the staircase?
You seriously expect me?
Believe me, no.
now. Nobody ever does. But you might believe her psych records.
What?
Have a read before you deliver your verdict.
Hi, can you tell me how long Mr. Hope will be in theatre for, please? Right. Okay, thanks. Can you do me a favour? That depends. Gary Mills' CT scan showed a malignant liposarcoma.
Oh, dear.
And he won't accept my diagnosis.
Oh, dear.
He wants a second opinion. He's in total denial.
What of your abilities?
I need someone to tell him the facts.
Which are?
Surgery is his only option.
You want that in English or sign language?
Forget it.
Don't get all sensitive on me.
So will you do it then?
Get me the notes and I'll take a look.
Thanks.
Malik's alone in the recovery room, standing at a computer. He types the name Susan Johnson into a database search form and hits go. He looks up, slightly concerned as it finds one record, then opens it and goes to her medical history. Oliver passes Malcolm's room.
Help me, please.
Did you get more pain relief?
No. Help me, please.
To Frieda.
You see Malik?
No. Why?
Nothing. Mr. Spence?
Yeah?
Can you take a look at a patient for me, please?
What's your chaperone?
No idea. Stab wound to the abdomen, previously stable, BP 80 over 60, pulse 125, sats dropping.
Michael presses around the wound.
All right, it's a delayed hemorrhage. Prep the theatre immediately.
At the computer, Malik reads Susan's medical report, digesting phrases like, Susan was depressed and anxious, Susan exhibits normal perception, words such as depersonalization and delusions stand out.
Tell Susan that I love her.
We've had a look.
Yeah.
So you'll confirm my diagnosis?
That he urgently needs surgery.
Please.
No, I can't. Look at the proximity of the tumour to the heart and lungs.
Yes, I know. Plus, it's encircling the aorta. But we can shrink it with chemo.
It's too far advanced. There's no way we can get all of that out.
I disagree.
Well, in my opinion, which is what you asked me for...
I think that it's doable.
As much as I'm sure you'd like to follow in your idol's footsteps, even Hansen wouldn't take that on.
So we just give up on him, right?
We're not. His body is. Look, I know that you gave him a benign diagnosis and now you're feeling all crappy about it.
So that's it, then.
The only thing I'm telling Mr. Mills is the truth.
I want to talk to Mr. Hope first.
Ted.
Nurse Williams!
You right?
Well, it was fine before, but... Oh, I'm really sorry.
OK, let's get you up on your crutches.
All right.
Walk around a bit, see if it eases the pain.
Oh.
If not, I will speak to Mr. Hamilton.
Oh, wouldn't that be a bit awkward for you?
No, why would it be?
Well, I thought that you... No. Sorry. Wrong end of the stick. Oh, this is definitely the worst it's been since the op.
Jack passes Gary's bed.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I told Dr. Sharp wanted a second opinion.
Yes, I know.
Have you any idea who she asked?
Me, actually.
So you've seen the scan?
Yeah, and the biopsy report.
So?
It's much worse than she thought.
Worse than she thought?
The tumour's inoperable. The size of it and where it is in relation to your heart, lungs and aorta.
So I'm finished.
You'd never survive the surgery.
Jeez.
I'm really sorry.
Gary stares up at her.
How long?
Weeks. A month or two at most.
Oh, Tom.
Is there anyone we can call for you? What if there's anything we can do?
Thanks, anyway.
Jack nods and walks out.
Nurse Tate, a cup of tea for Mr. Mills, please.
Looks like the tumour is occupying the whole of the left side.
There was a small lipoma above the diaphragm. We did a biopsy and it was benign.
Hmm?
So what do you think?
I'm afraid on this occasion I'd have to concur with Ms. Naylor.
Well, surely
surgery
we can...
would only offer equal measures of unjustified hope and pain. I'm sorry.
Dan approaches Sasha at the nurse's station.
Fancy babysitting little Dan this weekend?
Oh, got something planned with Chrissy?
Maybe.
Well, always grateful for some quality time with my beautiful boy.
You're a star.
Glad to be of help.
Getting a bit of training in, Ted?
Oh, I was fine earlier, doing my stuff on the stairs, but now it's giving me a lot of jip.
That's not good.
Yeah, you know my flat's on the third floor and all that.
We may have to hang fire on your discharge.
Oh, no. Please, Doc.
Needs must, Ted.
Once he's gone, Ted chuckles and walks back without his crutches. In the corridor.
Miss Shaw, Mrs. Pope's having a problem with her back. It keeps going into spasm.
Mrs. Pope?
Bed 3, bypass?
Yeah, give her an anti-inflammatory.
You've got to do something. You can't just leave me to die.
You've spoken to Miss Naylor.
I don't care how dodgy it is. I'll do the operation.
I can't do anything.
What about chemo?
It won't be effective in your case.
Look at my boy. Look at him. He's got no one.
Please, Garrett, you're upsetting him. I wish there was more that I could do for you.
You're being awful. Why did you lie to me?
I didn't.
Why?
Is everything okay?
She said it would be, but...
Jack watches as Gary composes himself.
Come on, son.
He kisses Tom on the head and leads him away. Elliot watches Sahira. He nods as she walks off past Jack, who raises her eyebrows at Elliot.
Nurse, can you do me a 10-milligram shot of morphine, please?
He looks into Malcolm's room.
Hey, you seen Malcolm Johnson?
Yeah, he's been rushed into the theatre.
Jack finds Sahira in the toilets, but after a brief look, she ignores her.
Why don't you wait?
Because he asked me.
What if Elliot had disagreed with you?
He didn't, did he?
That's not the point.
No, the point is, a dying man needed to be told he was dying.
And I bet you told him with such compassion.
I gave him the facts. End of.
End of his life.
Patients die. No amount of ribbons or bows will ever change that.
You're all heart, aren't you, Jack?
You know what your problem is? You want them all to fall in love with you.
It's rubbish.
That's why you're not consultant material.
Jack goes into a cubicle, leaving Sahira cut by her words. Later, she's in her office when Elliot drops by.
No, don't worry.
Should be out there, really.
What are you up to?
Just going through Gary Mills' old files.
Why?
See if I missed anything.
And?
No. Or by the book.
Well, then.
It's just no consolation to him, though, is it? Boy.
Sometimes in this job, compassion is a hindrance if it isn't tempered by distance.
He walks away. Michael's operating on Malcolm.
The gas artery's been severed. You tell me the course of that?
Which side of the anterior abdominal wall?
Malik approaches the window.
Better late than never. Clips, ties. Come on, Shirley Valentine, stay with me.
Sorry.
How's he doing?
Doing a lot better once I find the other end of this artery. Clips.
Malik looks concerned as he watches.
There it is. All right.
Great.
Okay, 2 of Vicryl. You want stitches?
No problem.
Okay. Michael gives Malik a look. Dan sits down in a chair and slides over to Chrissy's desk.
Ted's discharge papers?
No. Trip for 2 to Barcelona.
What?
It's all sorted.
When?
This weekend. But... Sasha said he'd have Daniel. But... You need a break.
Dan, you just don't get it, do you?
He seems confused as she goes. Sahira.
Thomas? Thomas? Where's your father?
Gordling.
Huh?
Gordling.
Oh, toilet. Okay. Can I sit?
He nods.
Do you think you can teach me a few words? Bed?
Bank.
Bed. Yeah? A hospital? Hospital. Hospital. You know, hospital, this place. Hospital. Oh, hospital or hospital. Okay.
Dad.
Have a nice time.
Sorry. Just got some information that you might find useful.
What information?
Some literature on your nursing care options. Talk about your plan in detail once you've had time to think, but it outlines the treatment that you would receive here, at home, or later on in a hospice.
He throws the leaflets on the bed.
I'm not going to any hospice. Not having my son hanging around one of those places for the smell of death in the air.
Come on, Gary.
What about my funeral? There's nothing about undertakers.
You should read that.
I can't wait.
This is a number to a really good social worker.
What do I need that for?
Tom looks up, so Sahira steps behind Gary.
Gary, if you have no family that can take care of Thomas, then you need to sort out his future.
His future?
You won't be able to look after him yourself soon.
What future?
I mean...
You mean when I die?
The sooner you work out a plan, the better.
Thrown into some care home, well, they'll eat him alive.
What about adoption agencies?
Who'd want to adopt some deaf kid?
Have you told him what's happening yet?
No.
Perhaps you should.
To you, what I tell him?
If you have any more questions, don't hesitate to ask, okay?
He angrily takes the social worker's calling card. On AAU.
What did you do to him?
Nothing.
Well, he was fine 1 minute, and then the next...
I didn't cause that.
So you did do something?
I gave him saline instead of morphine.
What?
Did him no harm.
He was in agony.
Thought I'd give him a taste of his own medicine.
Look, I don't care how many women he's beaten. You can't
I'm
just...
not sure he has beaten anyone.
I'm sorry?
She'd been seeing a shrink for years. Depression, couple of suicide attempts.
You're kidding me.
A note suggests she might be a self-harm.
So you just dragged me into all this crap for nothing?
I kept you out of it.
I am hanging on for dear life here.
All right, man, I get the picture.
No, you don't. You don't have a bloody clue.
He walks off. Sahira's putting on makeup in her office.
Mishar, Gary Mills wants to discharge himself.
What?
Some empty seats.
I left him here.
They're gone.
Well, should we go after him?
No. No, I'll call him and try and persuade him to come back.
Where were you?
Around.
You went AWOL?
No.
And you left him to it?
I can't watch him 24-7.
Look, I just want you to sit on him for a day or two so he knows he's not going to get an easy ride.
I did my best.
Well, it's not good enough.
Mrs. Johnson's coming around.
Go see your patient.
They both hurry to her.
All right, I'm here. It's okay, Susan. The tube was helping you to breathe. Better?
She looks up at him fearfully.
Sure. See what they need to be.
Yeah, sure. Hi, Gary, it's Sahira Shah. Can you please call me at the Darwin ward as soon as you get this? Thanks.
I hear your star patient has done a runner.
He'll be back.
You reckon?
I'll make sure of it.
Oh, well, if by any chance you do get the job, we won't have a problem with overcrowding. Miss Shah.
Yes.
There's a problem with the meds trolley. Some drugs are missing.
What drugs?
Opioidazole.
How did that happen?
I never let the trolley out of my sight, except when I asked you to talk to Mr. Mills.
And how much has gone?
3 boxes.
Right. Phone security. Tell them to check the building. I'll get his address and make my way over there.
What about your interview?
Tell them I'll be there as soon as.
You're joking.
What do you want me to do, Jack?
Fine, play the hero, see if I care.
Sahira leaves, and Jack smiles to herself. Malik goes to see Malcolm.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, apparently.
Heard it went well.
Did you check those records out?
Yeah.
Apology accepted.
I thought you'd want to know your wife's just regained consciousness.
How is she? Is she okay?
We think so.
Oh, thank God. Did she say anything?
Not a word.
Right.
Anyway.
On the stairs.
Hi, Gary, it's Sahira again. I'm heading over to your place. Look, I know you feel really bad about all of this, but please just wait for me there.
She drives away from the hospital entrance, a dusting of snow on the roof of her car, then stops again and gets out. She hurries over to a parked car. In it, Gary slumped in Tom's arms.
Gary, did you take those pills?
I just wanted to be with Tom.
Did you give Tom any?
What do you mean?
Did you give Tom any? Did
no.
either of you? Well, where are they?
There! I just wanted to get home. Sort everything out for Tom.
We're gonna get help, okay?
She opens Tom's door.
Thomas, you come with me, okay?
It's all right, son. You go with the doctor.
Come on.
She runs back to the entrance.
I need the crash team out in the car park now. What happened? Where's Gary? He's in the car. Nurse Tate's gonna take you. She's going to look after you. Yes? You understand? Okay, take him. Out here.
How's your pain?
Under control.
If you're in any discomfort, or you need anything.
No.
Okay.
Actually, yes. There is one thing.
Yes.
A wheelchair.
Sorry?
I've got to see Susan.
No, you need to rest.
I can't rest, not until I've seen her.
Look, I don't know.
Heart rate's below 35. I'm going to do CPR now.
Sahira kicks off her heels and jumps on the gurney to give CPR to Gary. Hansen comes out of his office where Jack's waiting alone.
No sign of Miss Shah?
She must be otherwise engaged.
With what?
I'm sure she'll be here soon.
Right.
Let's secure his airway and get some fluid ready. Come on, guys, hurry it up! I need 1.2 milligrams of atropine and let's get a line in. Come on, Gary!
Thank you for this.
You're welcome.
I'll make sure your consultant gets to hear about it.
I'd prefer it if you didn't, actually.
Why?
I'm trying to keep my head below the parapet.
Fair enough. I can take it from here.
He goes to Susan's bedside. With Gary. 11,
12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
No change. Hansen comes out again.
Still no sign?
No. I can go first if it saves time.
Oh. We're losing him. Okay, let's try more atropine.
Sahira injects him while someone else squeezes air into his lungs.
Come on! Come on, Gary!
She watches the monitor and smiles.
At last. Heart rate's rising. We've got him back.
I've never been a heart-on-the-sleeve merchant. I know all that touchy-feely stuff looks good, but let's get it right. What patients want from a consultant are the facts. What's wrong with me? Can you fix it? Will I still be able to play the violin?
Malik comes out of Malcolm's empty room.
Where's my man?
He wanted to see his wife.
He's only just come out of surgery.
Well, he insisted.
Does the yank know?
No.
Do you have a death wish?
Malcolm's pulling Susan's hair.
Why do you always make me do this? Why aren't you smart? It's why.
Malik sees them and Malcolm notices her change as she watches him approach. He pretends to stroke her hair.
Okay, you got me.
What?
I really should be in my own bed, right?
Yeah, you should.
It's just we needed to talk, you know, get our story straight. Don't worry, darling, Mr. Malik knows all about our situation.
back to bed.
Lead on. Look, Duff.
As Malik wheels him out, Malcolm's smile becomes a threatening stare at Susan. Jack's interview.
What kind of leader do you think you'd make?
The sort I enjoy working under myself. One who lets you know where you stand and who thinks that fear is a positive thing.
Fear?
Yes. The more scared you are of screwing up, the less likely you are to do it.
Interesting perspective. Mm. Last week, you sent a patient to the morgue who was still alive. So, where was your fear on that occasion?
That, as we've already discussed, Mr. Hope, was a bizarre anomaly.
Yeah, I'm aware of the case, and I don't think it has any relevance to today's process.
Thank you.
What I'm interested in is what sets you apart from the other candidate.
Well, I'm here for a start.
Jack registers their response.
Anything else?
I can give the job 100% of my attention. I've no family, no baggage, no distractions. I live and breathe medicine.
All work and no play
makes Jack the perfect choice.
Thank you. And I'll be back in a bit, Mr. Wilkes.
He's playing us.
Who?
Johnson.
What?
Just caught him with his wife.
You caught him?
He had a fistful of her hair.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure! No, it wasn't just that. Just a look in her eyes. I've seen that look before. It was terror.
I thought you said...
I'll forget the sight reports and the rest of it. I know what I saw.
Okay. What did he do?
He thinks I didn't realize. Thinks he's got me right where he wants me. I ain't having that.
Hey, Malik!
He smugged us over big time.
He calms down and heads over to Susan's bed. To Gary.
I know you don't want to be here, but we're going to have to keep you under observation for another day or two.
What about Thomas? Can he stay here with me?
I don't think that's possible.
Every second he's not with me is a second closer to...
I'll see what we can do.
Thank you.
And we have to talk about a care plan.
I know.
Look, Gary, I can promise you that our priority is to give you as much quality time together as possible.
She turns to go.
One more thing.
Gary turns his head so that his lips are shielded from Tom, and she comes closer.
Can you be there when I tell him I'm not going to?
You know something's wrong, Gary.
I can't just tell him on my own.
She nods tearfully, watched by Tom.
I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
She goes out. Malik's looking in Susan's eyes with a torch. He leans down close to her.
What did he tell you?
That you said he had another woman and stabbed him.
And you believed that?
I did.
He's an amazing liar.
What really happened?
He fell asleep on the couch. I looked at him and I thought, it's now or never. I came back in with a knife. And then he woke up.
He takes hold of her hand.
It's okay.
Outside the interview room.
Well, thank you, Miss Naylor. That was most illuminating. We'll let you know our decision in due course.
If I see Miss Shah, what should I tell her?
That we're waiting. Less than patiently.
Jack walks on with a faint smile. Susan.
Did she tell you I hurt myself?
He led me down that path, yeah.
My whole family think the same. He said he'd kill me if I told him the truth.
Well, what about one of those refuges?
I tried once. He tracked me down.
Half of them believed his story anyway.
Look, you can't. You can't just carry on.
That's what people do.
Malik moves his hand away from her, standing up straight for a moment. Then he bends down towards her again, intently.
What if there was a solution?
She looks up at him with hope. Chrissy walks to the nurse's desk on Keller and Dan follows behind.
Need a hand? This Barcelona trip.
Dan,
yeah, please. I know I should have asked, but why don't you come?
Because I've
got just one of those boutique hotels.
You've got it all planned?
Flat screen TV, four-poster bed.
Is this where you take all your conquests?
No, I didn't mean it like that.
Nurse Williams? Help me!
Ted?
I'm down here. Are
you all right?
I fell. It's agony.
Better page neurology.
Neurology?
Loss of balance, post-operative pain. Clearly a matter for a brain surgeon.
I don't need brain surgery. Look, Dan.
He stands up.
I was putting it on.
You do surprise me.
Gary's holding Tom's hand and looking at him. Anguished, his mouth opens and closes as he tries to find the words. Tom waits.
I can't.
Tom looks at Sahira.
I can't do it.
Please.
Please.
She thinks, unsure what to do, then slowly walks over to Tom and stands before him. He watches her with a worried frown.
Thomas. Your dad wants me to tell you about his condition. He's very sick. Do you understand?
Tom shakes his head.
He's not going to make it. I'm so sorry.
Tom looks at his dad, back to Sahira, then at Gary again. He stands up and hugs him, lying across his chest. Gary holds him tight as tears fall from both of their eyes. Hansen.
Miss Shah?
Not now, please.
Just a word, please.
I said not now, please.
Just one moment, please.
She reluctantly goes to the door.
I've been waiting to interview you for over an hour.
I am busy, you can see.
Fine. Am I to take it that you're withdrawing your application?
Take it how you like.
Hansen closes the door, nods at her through the glass and walks away. To Ted.
You want to tell me what this was all about?
Another couple of days. That's all I needed.
For what?
To crack it with Nurse Williams.
Crack it?
She'd obviously gone off you. We were getting on like a house on fire.
Ready to go?
More than.
Chrissy goes with the notes.
You seriously think she's gone off me?
God knows. I've never had any luck with women. The only advice I can give you is that nothing makes them happier than a nice cup of tea and a biscuit.
Dan watches Chrissy.
See you, Ted.
Hansen approaches Jack as she walks through Darwin.
Congratulations, Miss Naylor. The job's yours.
Seriously?
Albeit by default.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, don't get carried away.
Well, you've made absolutely the right decision.
You would say that, wouldn't you?
He walks away and she grins excitedly. Chrissy's yawning at her desk when Dan walks in with some tea and biscuits.
Thought you might need this.
Thank you.
I cancelled Barcelona.
I'm
I'm sorry. Another time, maybe.
Yeah.
One more thing.
She stands up and walks over to him, puts her hands either side of his face and kisses him on the lips. Chrissy goes and sits down again. Stunned, Dan walks out, smiling. On AAU.
You okay?
Fine.
Where are you going?
See my patient.
Malik.
He shuts the door on Oliver and turns to Malcolm.
I'm feeling so much better.
Good for you.
How long before I can go home?
He drops the blind.
End of the week. With a bit of luck.
Oliver shakes his head outside the door.
And Susan?
She might be detained a bit longer.
I'm going to book her a holiday when she's recovered.
Yeah?
Yeah. It'll do us both good.
Well, don't forget your duty-free fags.
Sorry?
For those long evenings of torture.
What?
I know what you are.
He moves towards Malcolm, who frowns.
Susan been talking, has she?
She didn't have to.
She's very convincing, isn't she?
You can't fake the look I saw on her face.
Michael finds Oliver with his ear to the door, trying to listen.
Where's Malik?
In with Mr. Johnson.
And what are you doing?
You
should at least try to make yourself useful, Valentine.
What do you get off on? The smell of burning skin? The begging for mercy?
You do realize that I could have your balls for this?
For telling you what a spineless, bullying monster you are?
Yeah, well, it takes one to know one, huh?
What?
You really, really want to hurt me, don't you? Look at the blind rage behind your eyes.
Shut it!
Well, you will never get a better chance.
Believe me, I'm tempted.
But you're a man of honor, aren't you? You've come to warn me off. Come to tell me to let Susan go. That's never going to happen, my friend, because she's my wife. She's married to me. I will take her home and life will just rattle on.
Oliver goes in.
Malik.
Not now.
You're needed on the ward.
It can wait.
Please.
He lets Malcolm go.
You're wrong. I'm not trying to save your wife. She's saving herself.
She's never going to leave me.
She's out there now talking to someone from CID.
And do you really think she's going to press charges?
She's confessing.
To what?
Your attempted murder. She'd rather be safe locked up in jail than out there knowing that you're looking for her.
I'll just deny everything.
They don't need you. With bad behavior, she's looking at 7-8 years of freedom. Whoa! As your doctor, I insist you stay put. Dr. Valentine, close the door.
Oliver goes out and shuts the door behind him. Jack and Sahira are watching Gary and Tom.
You told the kid then? Yeah. Poor little sod. Your congratulations are in order. Thank you. You got what you wanted. Certainly did. I am looking forward to working under you. You finished in the office? It's all yours. I know.
Oliver's in the locker room wearing his normal clothes and looking somber when Malik comes in. Oliver looks over his shoulder to say something, but changes his mind.
All right.
Not really.
Look, sorry if you got a bit on top in there, yeah?
Are you?
Had to be done.
No, it didn't.
I can't just stand by...
So I'm a lesser human being for just wanting to do my job.
I didn't say that.
Isn't it enough just to try to be a good doctor?
Yeah, most of the time.
Oliver walks out unhappily, leaving Malik looking thoughtful. He turns to a photo on his locker door of a woman and child, then takes out his mobile and dials a number. He holds it to his ear.
Hello, Mum. Just thought I'd check in. See how you're doing. Yeah? Great. No, it's really great.